Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the preferability of eating with three fingers, licking the fingers, and the dislike for wiping the fingers before licking them. Also cleaning the plate by licking the plate. In other words, we explained taking the fingers and cleaning the plate and ensuring that the plate also is clean. And any fallen morsel, person should pick it up, eat it. And then day after a person may wipe his hands, etc. But this should be done after a person licks it. So a person is showing appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even the small remains that are there on the fingers, the remains that are there on the plate. Because as yesterday's hadith say, you don't know which portion the barakat is lying in. So why lose barakat? We're all looking for barakat. We all want blessings. We're all in need of blessings. So such a simple way of getting blessings to lick the fingers, because perhaps the blessings are lying there. Perhaps it's lying in the leftover remnants that are there on the plate, the gravy or whatever else may be left in the plate. So let us be careful and clean that. That is what yesterday's hadith was telling us. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرَكَةِ. You don't know, Rasulullah is saying, you don't know in which portion of your food the blessings is lying. So therefore be very careful to clean every portion and don't waste it. If you just think today what is happening in the hotels, you'll find that food is served buffet style. So person takes his plate, he goes and he loads different varieties of items on the plate. People eat sometimes even quarter, sometimes even one bite of one variety, and that whole plate is left. And what we are taught in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they don't even leave that little bit of gravy also on the plate. Don't leave the gravy on the fingers. Eat everything. So how much of wastage is taking place, and how much we supposed to be taking care to finish every bit of food. And the sad part is, even if you go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, you go to Madinah al-Munawwara, this is taking place, especially in the hotels, where the food that is being served, amount of wastage that is taking place. And another thing that happens is, any leftover food, they got a policy, is they dispose of it. Dispose meaning they throw it away. They don't even give it out in charity, because it's a law, it's a regulation, that all leftover food must be completely thrown away. So that food now gets thrown away. This complete opposite we are taught in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it shouldn't be wasted to such an extent that ulama explained that if we got leftover food and we got nobody to give it to, then also don't throw the food away. Give it to some creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave it out for the birds. Leave it out for the ants. Let someone benefit. Let something benefit. Some living creation benefit, rather than taking that food and chucking it in the bin. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today's hadith. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا وقعت لقمة أحدكم فليأخذها فليمت ما كان بها من أذى وليأكلها ولا يدعها للشيطان ولا يمسح يده بالمنديل حتى يلحق أصابعه فإنه لا يدري في طعامه البركة رواه مسلم. حضرت جابر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a morsel of food of one of you falls, he should pick it up. He should remove any dirt that may be on it and eat it. He should not leave it for shaitan. He should not wipe his hand with a cloth until he has licked his fingers, because he does not know in which portion of his food the barakat lies. So here so beautifully we thought that if some food falls down, don't just say it's dirty and leave it. Pick it up. There may be some traces of dirt on it. Wherever the traces of dirt may, see the dust, for example, sand, a little bit of dust may have got on it. Normally we're eating on dastar khans also. So you'll find there'll be hardly anything. But say, the hadith is explaining that if there is some dirt, then all you do is dust that dirt. The dust that may have got it, dust it off, and then eat it. But don't waste it. This is a sign of humility. This is a sign of a person that is appreciative of every favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that food had fallen, picks it up. He dusts it, and he still eats it, not wasting and showing any arrogance to the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if any morsel falls, he should pick it up, remove the dirt on it, and eat it. And he should not leave it for shaitan. He should not wipe his hand with a cloth until he has licked his fingers. Often we go for some type of a dawah, say it's a walima, So the serviettes, they, well, nowadays they give some type of a wet wipe. So you find the moment people eat, the thing is wiped, the hand is wiped. Here the hadith is teaching us that don't wipe the hand until you lick it. The first thing you should do is lick that hand. Lick the plate, then the leftover on the hand, person licks it. Now he may wipe it with that serviette, with the wet wipe. These are the adab and the etiquette taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a famous hadith, we may have heard it many times, of Huzaifa bin Yaman, radiallahu ta'ala an, that when he went to Kisra, he went to the land of the Persians, then what had happened was, the land of the Romans, what had happened was that whilst eating, food had fallen. And when food had fallen, then he picked up the food and he put it in his mouth. So that Sati that was with him told him that this people, they look at it as something that is very lowly. Like a person, like a beggar type of person would pick up food from the floor, pick it up and eat it. So we should be, in other words, trying to impress them that we have come here from the land of Sahaba. We have come here, that this thing will actually make us look low in the sight of these people, that fallen food now we're picking up and we're eating. So don't do that. And look at that reply of Hazrat Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِ لِهَاُولَاءِ الْحُمَقَى. He said, should I leave the sunnah of my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these fools? In other words, if they feel it lowly, this is not lowly in the eyes of my Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll never leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for these people. So there's nothing to feel shy about. There's nothing to be ashamed. If we clean and we eat the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ate, that should be a source of pride for us, not a source of feeling embarrassed. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.